the things that you have to shovel out of the fireplace.
Ashes.
And talking about things that you might have in a room, this thing here you call a...
rocker.
Okay, or that over there.
That's just a sitting chair, straight chair I'd call it.
Okay. And this thing that we're sitting on.
Sitting.
Any other names for that?
Some call them couches. I don't know what it's riding up. That's the way it goes. Some call them couches. Some settees. Some other things. I don't know.
What about sofa?
Sofa, yes. Some call them sofa.
This is all the same thing?
Yes, about the same thing. Mm-hmm. Just made up. Some of them made up different from others.
Mm-hmm. And something you might have in the window to pull down. Something on rollers you can pull down.
That was shade.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what about you having a bedroom to keep your clothes in?
A closet?
Is that built into the wall, you mean? A closet?
Yeah.
What if you didn't have a built-in closet?
Well, you just had to put them in where you could. You just maybe put them on hangers and hang them on a nail.
Mm-hmm.
Right behind the door. That's the way you'd have to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you ever see, what about something with drawers in it that you could...
You mean chest drawer or something like that?
Mm-hmm. Now, what's that like?
Well, it's just to put your, well, your things in and your iron clothes, you know, and you want to put them in there, lay them in there, take care of them.
Mm-hmm. It just has drawers in it?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing else?
That's tough. And, well, of course, it's got a top in it.
What about something that has a mirror to it?
That's a dresser.
Okay.
That's what they call these dressers in the basement.
Mm-hmm. Anything like that that also you could hang clothes up in?
There's some called, I don't know what you call them now. They got, I don't know what you name, but they got them fixed to put your clothes in. What
mm-hmm.
are they? I don't know what you call them. It's a closet too in one way, but I don't know what to call it. But anyway, it's got, you know, a rod across it, and then you can hang your clothes on there
mm-hmm.
through that. They got on some houses got them made for that purpose, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know just what kind of name they give it.
Did you ever see anything like that when you were young?
No, sir. We hung ours on a nail. Or a peg.
Uh-huh.
That's all. Shoot. We wouldn't know what clothes it looked like. You know what my mama done? We had cows, you know, and she'd milk. And we didn't know what was have ice box and deep freezes in. And my daddy made her a big old box like this, you know, right there in her big old oak.
Mm-hmm.
And put the shells in it, and she'd milk big old panfuls of milk and put them out there, and they'd clack. And she'd skim it all and make buttermilk, and they drank it. And it was just as cool right there in the milk.
Mm-hmm. What'd you call that thing that you...
We called it a milk box, because we put milk
mm-hmm.
in it. That's what we called it. And I won't never forget the one time. I hadn't never met a cow in my life. And we'd pick cotton for the Lewises. Every bit of cotton they had 50, I don't know how many acres. We, my mother and the rest of the young, we'd pick alders, and I didn't have to pick cotton until I got so tired I didn't know what to do. And I begged and begged to let me come home and cook supper, you know. We always cook enough from dinner to have, just cook a little hoe cake, you know, for supper, finish out bread. But we had to see, we didn't have no that there. We had to take water from a well over a pole.
Mm-hmm.
Pole down that way, down in the well and get the water out. So I had to water the mules and water and milk the cows and cook that bread. And bring up water and put it on a water shelf. See, on the porch we had a shelf and we brought water in a wooden bucket.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we had. And if you didn't fill them up often, they'd fall to pieces, you know, they'd get dry. And so I had to do all that in the afternoon. I knew if I didn't, I hadn't milked the cow, I didn't want to put them off. But I did. I milked them, strained out just like my mother did, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I cooked the bread and watered the mules and had everything ready. Nothing to sit and eat supper. You know what she done? She put me in the milk in the